You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Orcam is a familiar name in the world of assistive technology that has been with us for some time now. But I don't know about you, I sometimes get a little bit lost figuring out which would be the right Orcam product for me. Well, here to help us understand a little bit more about Orcam and navigate the range is Louise Kenny from RNIB's Products for Life team. Welcome back, Louise. Just give us a bit of a high-level overview. What is Orcam? What does Orcam do for us as blind or partially sighted people?
So Orcam is used to do text-to-speech. So it has built-in camera and it uses AI technology to read the text.
Right. So this is a highly portable, self-contained system for recognizing text.
Exactly.
It doesn't just do text, though, does it? It recognizes other things as well.
Yes. So RNIB have three Orcam products on the market. So we've got the Orcam Read Smart, the Orcam My Eye Pro, and the Orcam My Eye Smart.
Okay, and they all kind of do sort of slightly similar things, but slightly different at the same time. Yeah,
exactly.
And they don't require, you don't have to use a phone. So this is the point. These are standalone, self-contained systems. Yeah,
standalone, self-contained, and you do not need Wi-Fi if you're someone who doesn't have Wi-Fi at home. RNIB's bestseller would be the Orcam Read Smart. Very simple. It's like a broad marker. You can put it in the palm of your hand.
Like a pen.
Like a pen. Yep.
Yeah.
It's got four large tactile buttons, so it's easy to use, and it can pick up text from size 4, which is minute size print. So if you get your bank statements in, it can capture the A4 page and it will read out the bank statement. Now, if you're familiar with the bank statement, it'll be different columns, so it can navigate around the page. Equally, if you're going out for dinner, it will read the menu. You can use it to identify the banknotes at the end of the meal, so you can pay for the meal, and it can be used to identify some barcodes as well.
Yeah, and lots of other use cases, like you know, reading your post or other documents. Just talk us through how you use it then. How close to the piece of paper or the thing that you want to read does the pen need to be?
So depending on the size, if you have an A4 page and you put it in front of you, whenever I'm demonstrating it, I always tend to put the pen in the middle of the page and then lift it up and press the capture button and it will read out what's on the page. But equally, it will tell you if it's missed text. It will sort of guide you around what you've missed.
Okay, so you do that, because I do something similar with my phone, but obviously I'm eating into my phone battery life with that. And I guess in some ways, holding something like a pen maybe feels a little bit more natural in the hand.
Yeah, it does. I'm familiar with two of the devices, but I know that the Read Smart is the best-selling device from RNIB, and I think that's probably why it is simple to use.
Okay, so you mentioned text, so it's going to read documents and more complex documents to give you some guidance about getting the best possible picture with that. You said barcodes as well,
mm-hmm.
Some barcodes?
Yep, if you want to identify your beans from your peas, it can be used to identify your tins as well.
Mm-hmm.
Equally, it can do for digital screens, so if you're at an airport, if someone's with you or if you need just to check the departures or the arrivals, you can actually point and it will read what's on the screen as well.
Oh, wow. Okay. So displays in the built environment. And I mean, what about the displays around the home? Would it be helpful for, I don't know, maybe you've got an inaccessible, I don't know, thermostat or, an appliance that has a screen on it. Would it read those kinds of screens as well?
I'm aware it does digital screens. So as long as the screen is digital, it should be able to read what's on the screen.
Brilliant. Okay, and so that is the Read Smart, the Orcam Read Smart.
Yes.
And it's got, as you mentioned, tactile buttons on there as well, so you can feel the buttons that you need to press in order to control the device. Excellent. Right, well, I'm sure there will be lots of questions about that one, but there are two other Orcam products in the range. Just tell us a bit about those.
So we have the Orcam My Eye Pro. So the Orcam My Eye Pro, it's hands-free. It's a pair of glasses that you wear. and the device uses commands, voice commands, to get to read. So you can point and it will capture.
Okay.
So it'll capture what you want it to read. You can also do checking the time. You can also use it to program faces and identification. So if you're studying, you can program the people who are coming in so you can identify who's coming into the room. It'll tell you, Dave.
Excellent. Okay. So the MyEye Pro, you know, just to kind of compare it with the Read Smart, this is a pair of glasses essentially that you wear. So it's hands-free.
Yes.
So hands-free. If you've got one hand that's occupied with a mobility aid, like a cane or a guide dog or something like that, then this may make more sense for you.
Yeah, and I suppose too, if you're studying as well, if you're in a study lecture room, it means you're hands-free. You can still take notes while listening to what's being read out to you as well.
But what if you already wear glasses? I mean, I know you, Louise, you use some glasses yourself.
Yes.
So what if somebody does already use glasses? What should they do in that situation?
So in that case, we have the Orcam MyEye Smart. So the Orcam MyEye Smart is a mountable device that you mount magnetically to your own glasses. Now, it doesn't do the facial recognition or colour recognition, but it will do the same with the text to speech. It has all the same built-in features with the AI camera and AI technology and camera.
Okay, so the Read Smart, the MyEye Pro for if you don't use glasses, and then the MyEye Smart for people who already use glasses. So, Louise, that's been fantastic. Thank you so much for your help. And we look forward to hearing from listeners about which, if any, of the Orcam products is going to work well for them. All right, Louise Kenny from RNIB's Products for Life team. Thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.